I Heard What You Said, written and read by Jeffrey Boachi. An accompanying PDF will be available to download from your audiobook library. Part 1. Fitting In and Standing Out. Face Not Recognized. When someone told me that schools could be racist places, I never thought that might be in any literal sense. By which I mean I've actually been to a racist school. Not a school staffed by individual persons with racist attitudes, but a school that was actually possessed by racist spirits, like the hotel in The Shining or something. It sounds far-fetched, but here's what happened. I rock up at the racist school for a teacher training session, accompanied by a selection of colleagues and various teachers from other schools who I do not know. The racist school is glaring at me from afar, but I do not notice because I am busy making small talk and generally being charming. I approach the racist school and its racist doors reluctantly open for me, probably because I am flanked by white teachers who the school is not prejudiced against. So, in I go, oblivious as to what is about to happen next. The racist reception desk is staffed by a friendly-faced woman behind a wide panel of racist glass. But this isn't about her. She motions towards the sign-in system. It is one of those fancy digital facial recognition things that takes a picture of your face and turns it into a little printed security pass after you type your name in. You know what's coming next. Chat, 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 laugh, 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 banter, banter, banter. I type my name in and stand in position, ready for my photo to be taken. It's a process that shouldn't take more than a few seconds overall. There's a pause, then a wait, then another pause. Then the machine speaks to me via digitized display. Face not recognized. People nearby offer helpful advice about standing further back or higher up or into or out of the light. I laugh it off and try again. Face not recognized. It feels like day is transitioning into night as I try for the third, fourth, fifth, sixth time. I am the only person who this machine has failed to recognize. I am the only person who is black. Face not recognized. For some reason or other, I am not allowed to enter this school until this machine sees my face and turns it into a security pass. But that's not happening. I seriously consider leaving. My blackness is now an elephant in the foyer, squashing us all against the walls. Someone else asks if they could try. They do, and it works. I go again. Face not recognized. I know that a school cannot in fact be racist in a physical sense, and I know that any racism at play here was deep in the coding of the facial recognition system, obviously. I also know that it reflects a default whiteness that permeates society at every level, up to and including how technology is programmed to consider white skin as normal and thus recognizable. My rational mind knows this, but this little anecdote isn't about being rational. It's a metaphor to make sense of my irrational fears that I'm not supposed to be in education in the first place. It might sound paranoid, but the rejection I felt by not being recognised echoed wider suspicions that I might not be recognised by the teaching profession. How I felt waiting for that machine to see me is symbolic of my discomfort around being a black teacher in a white education system. Eventually, with a few tweaks of the settings and a wild stroke of luck, the machine finally did see me and let me into the school, and I swiftly drowned my sorrows in a lukewarm cup of tea. Are you really a teacher? I don't know what you do for a living, and I can't ask you because I'm not with you right now, but I want you to imagine that you've been doing it for, let's say, 5 to 10 years. Now I want you to imagine that you've just been introduced to a room full of your primary service users, the people who use the service you provide. You get introduced as, insert your name here, a new, insert profession here. Then a hand goes up and someone asks, are you really a, insert profession again. This has happened to me on 2 separate occasions I can remember. The profession in question is teacher, and the primary service users in question were kids. My profession of choice is teacher, English teacher to be precise, and it's a profession dominated by white women.